Ephemerata. Consider mayflies, daughter caught in bun maman jam jars, their wide variety. Wax white, slate gray, gray green, with day glow or popsicle orange eyes, some with striped stockings on, or wagging their triple filament tails like puppies. They've gone through 20 nymphal stages in their stream, 2 years clutching a lump of black slime chert, only to emerge with vestigial mouths, to blizzard for 2 weeks round the mercury lamps in the parking lot of Value City. Consider all the allowances spent on Mexican jumping beans, the covetable hinged acrylic case with magnifying lid placed lightly as a grenade on the conveyor. Hand-warmed the whole ride home, they finally began a little arrhythmic kick against your palm, setting your heart off pace. Consider the caterpillar's final task before she spins the silk sack, to score a compass-perfect circle in the capsule so the moth she doesn't know she'll be can pop the hatch, escape to lay her eggs deep in the ovary of the Sebastiana flower that blooms only in the Sonora's fabled arroyos. Consider change drastic and costly, creation inconceivable or unforeseeable, things coming from nothings all around us. Consider that the more urgent the business is, the more ephemeral. Is it a wonder we are tempted to wish, with a child's ardency, let this creased and baggy garment be cocoon?